in the driveway in a PT Cruiser. She arrived home, noticed her kitchen light was on, and the light went off. Waiting outside 3220 7 11.
C9, 4414.
The direction that we're heading in here, so we'll see what happens in a moment. But things could be getting interesting in DC, John.
Yeah, I mean, anything in that, they didn't say don't be violent.
NYPD truck, we can confirm, has a mounted LRAD. That is an LRAD. It's in the jelly.
The Missouri non-prosecutor has issued a sweeping non-indictment of Darren Wilson. We can finally find Michael Brown's real killer. Who killed Michael Brown? It's a real whodunit. Was it the black-on-black crime in the neighborhood that forced Brown to tackle a police officer's bullet with his head? No? Well, it must have been the cigarillos that pushed him into a competent and level-headed police officer's line of fire. And if not the cigarillos, it must have been his sheer size that killed him. Weighing in at 6'4", 292 pounds, Brown terrified Officer Wilson, who was only 6'4", 210 pounds, plus the additional weight of the club, gun, and police vehicle. Was the real killer Hulk Hogan? Had Officer Wilson not been so scared of the wrestling superstar, he would not have confused an unarmed teen with a world heavyweight wrestling champ in tights and a boa. The real killer was most surely a culture of violent rap music, broken homes, sagging pants, marijuana socks, social media, divorce, demonic weight gain, disrespect, hip-hop, Happy Meals, Obama, and sunspots. And thanks to the innocent bystander with the gun, we have plenty of leads into who killed Michael Brown. It's a real whodunit.
I can't breathe!
seconds. Mark average 40 seconds. Park in the Grand Central. All I have is 300 protests at Central Beach. They made the presentation. You're stopped in the second line. I can't breathe. Charlie, can't. Charlie. Get about 85 in transit at 42nd and Park, Grand Central.
Here come the police. They don't like what they see.
Not at all.
What? They don't like what they see. But I don't think the police are going to be able to prevent
it. They're going that way.
What's about to happen?
We're going that way. They shut down the highway for us.
Upon the wheels, upon the leaves.
Complaint Review Board receives 200 reports of chokeholds every year. In reality, that's a fraction of what happens. This officer's been told not to do that. He does it anyway. At the very least, we ought to be talking about recklessness. It's important, Ed. I think this is extremely important. It's important to understand how violently dangerous the chokehold is. Usually, it's not done properly. It crushes the windpipe. It obviously cuts off a steady flow of oxygen to the brain. In addition to that, it often has the potential to close down the carotid artery. So we have to look at the totality of what this officer was faced with.
Well, part
this
of the
is
defense
a guy
here, Pat,
selling cigarettes.
Part of the
He's
defense,
selling cigarettes.
Part of the defense here is that you can't talk when you're being choked. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, look.
I mean, that's what Peter King is saying. That's what some people who were defending the decision of the grand jury.
Look, it's absurd. We don't even know at this point what the coroner said, Ed. The coroner said this is a homicide. And I'll tell you what happened. This DA put through the grand jury all of his forensic pals that look like experts that know everything. Nobody was cross-examined. These forensic experts make it look like, well, gee whiz, this okay. officer did exactly what he was supposed to do.
Karen, your
and
thoughts on
this. That's the disadvantage of grand jury.
Just about 1 week after we found out that there would be no indictment by a grand jury of Officer Darren Wilson in the Ferguson, Missouri shooting death of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown, we learned yesterday that a Staten Island grand jury would not be indicting a New York City police officer named Daniel Pantaleo in the choking death of Eric Garner, an African-American man who was talked to by police for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. From the New York Times, quote, an indictment was considered only against Officer Pantaleo, who testified last on November 21st, his lawyer, Stuart London, said. All other officers involved received immunity. The case, of course, involved a chokehold, which is a technique that is banned by the police department's own guidelines. And, of course, it continues to bring up very serious questions about the integrity of these grand juries.
the basement. Double on the pump, baby. Better watch the babies. Careful with your manners. Only drinking water on the Coca-Cola Cabana. Well-built family, subject to the battery. The battery. Mental men are manic in their manacles. I meant to make a metaphor for radicals. Taking off my clothes at the Lido. All I got is my decadent credo.
To a gang and get sold to a pack of losers down to Napalusha. I heard you got guns, well I got fun. I got something sweet, what you call sin. So you lose, I win. I saw something, God, what was the day? I won't do it, he turned the wrong way.
Get up! Get up! Get up!
To assess whether he's a 12-year-old or a 20-year-old, whether he's got a real gun or a toy gun or anything.
I'm not going to assess. I'm going to shoot him 2 seconds flat because I don't want any danger to me. I want all the danger to go to the citizens.
Okay, no, but no. It's a very dangerous job. Really? Okay, well, let's look at the numbers. Huffington Post explains that a total of 76 law enforcement officers died in the line of duty in 2013. The FBI reported that, the week that they covered this story. Yeah, that's it. Now, 76 is not as high as 1,000. It's not as high as the number of people they killed. But that's a bad number, right? I feel terrible for the families. That's an imminent danger of being done. They kill you before they even ask you any questions.
I understand that, but it's like, what could be done? You know, talking, what could possibly be done? The message is that it's different for them than for us. And for years and years, we've been fighting and fighting and fighting, and nothing has changed. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Okay.
It's wrong.
7199, Lewis Landing is done. Vehicle is southbound Lewis Landing, 08. We're out with one of the vehicles, Lewis Landing, and Rose just went down. Clear Air 4, going to Arch for hot school. We'll return shortly. Please return to 199 North Florida.
Clear out the vehicle, Sam 89.
4281.
Support TYT by shopping on
Amazon. New quick trip at West Forest in Somerset. Subjects climbing the fence against the building.
Of course, he's an offender.
So, like, it's like Michael Brown's stepfather saying terrible things about burning the city down after he found out that Wilson was not going to be indicted. So, you give the father more of a pass. Of course, he's going to want to protect his son.
At West Forest in Somerset, subjects climbing the fence against the building.
For a tow for that vehicle?
Frank 31. Frank 31, I am on Dunn Road in Lewis Landing. One subject in custody. Have EMS respond for a dog bite.
31, that's clear. You're at Dunn and Lewis Landing. One in custody, EMS for a dog bite.
Dallas Police Station is fully engulfed.
At Chambers and West Florissant. Can we get a car for transport up here for this guy, please?
4743.
A week ago tonight, on this stage, stood the mother and father of Michael Brown from Frisco. Stood the domestic partner and mother of the child of a young man killed in the pink house in Brooklyn, New York, Mr. Gurley, who will not even be funeralized till Friday night. We've not even had the chance to bury him. They joined the mother and wife of Eric Garner. We are dealing with a national crisis.
Delwood Station is fully engulfed. There's no burglary. It's on fire.
Just let him know.
Disregard that previous order. 281, 287, and 288, disregard. First Precinct has a supervisor on scene and says that the building is fully engulfed at this time. There'd be no point in responding.
Turn open, Mike.
His waistband. And good evening, I'm Lydia Sparrow. 19 Action News was first to report the story, and we have proof of the matter. And I spoke with the boy's mother. You'll hear from her in a moment. But first, Blake Chenault was on the scene first, just minutes after the shooting, piecing together the details. He's live with the latest developments. Blake.
The police officer who shot the boy has been taken off the streets tonight with full pay, and the boy he shot is now out of surgery here, but continues to cling to life. There was outrage and anguish tonight after police shot a 12-year-old boy over a BB gun.
They shot him! A little black boy!
Officers arrived here at the Cadell Rec Center this afternoon on a call of a man on the premises with a gun.
In the park behind us here.
Police say they told the boy to show his hands, but instead he lifted up his shirt and police say displayed this, a BB gun that looks just like a real gun.
The young man had the weapon in his waistband. He pulled the weapon out. One of our officers fired two shots, striking the young man.
Some hassle, and that's what happened today.
05 done for 4 more to transport.
Traffic at Chambers and West Florissant. Squad 281, respond to Delwood.
Bit advice.
You lost your child. Everything was good.
92.
That we have sin, put your sin, put your sin upon me.
We're at the intersection of Chambers and
West Florissant. Of course he had a chance. It's super ironic because he later tells a story about how he saw something silver and somebody reaching for something.
The father
did, because he was also a cop in New York in the 1970s. And he said, I didn't shoot the guy, and it turned out it was a cigarette lighter, but if I was wrong, I would have been dead. But you see, apparently you did have a choice. You did, and your son had a choice. And the most important fact here in this case is 2 seconds. They shot within 2 seconds of arriving at the scene.
Yeah.
So if you're there, here's another option. Wait a third second.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, you got, again, all these weapons at your disposal, batons, tasers, pepper spray, right? You're at a you know, you're near a playground.
And it's a child.
Right, and, but you didn't even get a chance to assess it. Here's another option. Freeze. Remember they used to say that? The cops used to say that? No, but the cops never want to take a...
Nope.
Literally don't want to take a second of risk. I mean, like, 1 second of time of risk. Oh, it's a demon. Shoot him in the head.
Big Bush, banging on the calabash. Dead ringers, zombie singers, coughing in the coffin. Mm. Reborn a new beginner.
Yeah.
Destiny's past. Your debts are we your ass. Chewy like tripe. Situation right. Dishing out endorphins for nature's orphans. Something.
The fall stepping up in the world. Kissing your feet. The guide dog walking behind you. Still on a leash. Rolling in the dirt. Just to hit you where it hurts. Squeaky clean, clean. But you're far too keen.
And DOC bunkers.
WCOM FM, LPFM, Low Power, Micro Power Radio. Radio is my LRAD. Check it out. Google it if you haven't heard of what that is. What we got going on tonight? Well, you can probably figure it out if you haven't figured it out already. This is spotlighting some crazy police state action going on in our country. So we're going to throw a little soundtrack to that with some craziness from Lou Kid. Start off and Lord Raja there in the background now. Some Low End Theory. Who knows? We'll probably throw in some good craziness. As well as live streamed recordings that I pulled from Radio Blue Scanners in Ferguson on the night of the grand jury announcement was announced.
If any munis have any additional officers they can send or any officers that they can call in.
Yep.
They need more officers up in Ferguson.
Yeah. Yeah, they need more officers up in Ferguson. Oh, wow. Yeah, so we've got some live recording of that and also some stuff that I pulled off the internet last night. Live recordings from New York where they announced Eric Garner's murderer's freedom and they're letting him go. So we will talk about that tonight, too. So anyway, look, it might be a little heavy and it might be potentially offensive to some members in our listening audience. If you are interested in learning more about the Furious Show, go to wcomfm.org or furiousg.blogspot.com and you can find out about the different kinds of crazy music we play and all the stuff that makes Furious furious. Who knows what else we are we're going to throw in there tonight. So thanks for listening. Mike Power Radio. Oh, I should just say also, some of these crazy cool chants. This is what democracy looks like. These are our streets. Whose streets? Our streets. It's amazing protest chants that go as far back as maybe further, but at least I know that we were cranking them out in Seattle 15 years ago this week is the 15th anniversary of the World Trade protests in Seattle, which to me, this, you know, similar to the Occupy protests, these street gatherings seem to have the same kind of inspiration and dedication to fight against violence in all kinds, either against the earth or against the poor or against different, you know, communities of color or whatever. So we're going to get into some more furiousness. Thanks for listening. Mike Power Radio.
Elected is inoperative. Click inoperative. Epidemic is young black men killing other young black men.
93% of blacks are shot by other blacks. They are killing each other. They don't talk about that. When do you hear them talk about how do we really reduce crime?
Well, you know, Larry, what do you say to those people?
Oh, I don't know, John. I would say they should probably go f*** themselves. First of all, can we quit calling it black and black crime? It's just crime, okay? I mean, black and black just makes it sound like a category on RedTube. That's a porn site, John.
Oh, that's a... Oh, yes, that's right, that's a...
You have the bookmark.
believe he's armed, but he's armed.
Well, so do you think people are using this argument as a way to invalidate the righteous nature of any of the protests?
Well, John, people are using a lot of arguments to invalidate the protests.
The protesters who did not loot or burn or assault the police, but who remained in the fray, are guilty of aiding and abetting those who did by providing them cover and support. It set back race relations in America years. The violent protests actually created more bias against blacks.
Black people, we were so close. What did you do? Stupid black people. You know, I have a dream, John, that one day the actions of a few white people will be seen as discrediting their entire race.
Well, everyone keeps making excuses, be it crime or other issues, for why we can't talk about racism or why it's not racism. How do we end racism?
John, we won't end it. The world's always been like this. Brother against brother, tribe against tribe. It's not just going to go away. It's part of our DNA. We're raceaholics, John. We'll always be in recovery. The best we can hope for is to manage it.
So I guess we're never actually going to get that 30-day chip, are we?
30-day chip? We can't even acknowledge we have a problem.
Jury deciding not to indict. Not for murder, not for manslaughter, not for assault, not even for reckless endangerment. We live in a land of impunity, at least for those in power. This past summer, after covering the protests in Ferguson, Missouri, I flew back to New York City, went straight to Staten Island to cover the march protesting the police killing of Eric Garner, a 43-year-old African-American father of six. The story was strikingly similar to the police killing in Ferguson, where Officer Darren Wilson gunned down unarmed African-American teenager Michael Brown. Both cases involve white police officers using deadly force, Both of the victims were unarmed African Americans. In both cases, local prosecutors with close ties to their local police departments were allowed to control the grand jury. There were some differences between the cases. Most notably, Eric Garner's killing was captured on video.
And for the officer, two of the job, thank you. Just only 574
for you, 90 for that. 80. Are saying that they are on scene and it's not.
The west portion of Party City.
Our 10-4 and they are pulling out, responding back over to station. Officer, it's on scene at the station. The station is not on fire. There was a vehicle next to the station that was on fire.
Chambers, the laundromat is on fire. There is still sporadic gunfire in the area. There are multiple teams en route to that area to assist in trying to stop looting.
It just says 15 people looting businesses, Lakemore Chambers.
The only business there is Delwood Market, and that's already been gone through and looted. Just be advised, there's more fires. 1412 Chambers is now, I don't know if the building or is it just a car on the lot is on fire as well.
Three,
Department of Justice has completed its civil pattern of practice investigation into the Cleveland Division of Police. Now, that investigation spanned more than a year and a half, and it was launched in response to a series of troubling, high-profile use of force incidents, as well as by numerous public calls for a federal investigation by civic leaders, Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, and by Mayor Jackson.
At a nightclub, only you don't get a drink and there's no good music.
The surveillance video shows a boy walking near a playground. He's 12-year-old Tamir Rice. He's playing with a toy, an airsoft gun that from a distance can look like a real gun. A bystander calls 911.
There's a guy in there with a pistol. He's on Sally's face. He's like pointing at everybody.
Less than 2 seconds after police drive up, the 12-year-old, again carrying a toy, is shot and killed at close range. The 26-year-old police officer who shot him, Timothy Lohman, had only recently been hired by the Cleveland Police. At his previous job at the Independence Police Department, Officer Lohman's personnel records show he was in the process of being fired. His supervisor describing an emotional meltdown and behavior that shows a pattern of a lack of maturity, indiscretion, and not following instructions. But the Cleveland police never asked to see Lohman's personnel records. Policy, the department says, has now changed.
And you'll fall in with 240 when they arrive.
287 clear, we're standing by at the Walgreens block.
Please check for an open key.
For order. Trying to get all the
suspects. Tamir Rice's death, the backdrop, as the Department of Justice laid out a stinging report on the Cleveland Police Department.
The investigation concluded that there is a reasonable cause to believe that the Cleveland Police engage in a pattern and practice of unreasonable force in violation of the Fourth Amendment.
The investigation took 2 years, finding Cleveland police officers use unnecessary and unreasonable force at a significant rate, including officers who shoot at people who do not pose an imminent threat of serious bodily harm to officers, that they hit people in the head with their guns, where use of deadly force is not justified. And that there are systemic deficiencies, failures by higher-ups to investigate officer-involved shootings.
We found, frankly, that sometimes a rubber-stamp mentality or approach exists to these kinds of incidents of excessive force.
Gold vehicle, no further. multiple cars from several other agencies. As soon as we can get them up there, as soon as we get a free car, we'll get on the t-shirt. We're aware. Fuck if you deny it, kids. You can all run naked backwards to appeal to kids. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit, that's worth a big. I dreamt we own the world, but I've broken up and ain't no assist. Soak it in and need no assist, can't slap a wrist, I don't owe you shit. Trust me, I'm a doctor, do operate, I'm a post-war razor bitch. Big toe on the track like a ballerina, be advised. Pontiac Catalina, it's obese female opera singer. You can run the jewels or lose your fingers. Me and LP got time to kill, got folks to kill, on overkill. He hanging out the window, I hold the wheel. One black, one white, we shoot to kill. That fuck boy life about to be repealed. That fuck boy shit about to be repaired. Fuck boy G-Hard, kill infidel.
Maniac, run, go tell him that. AT, Alien, and my son of that. Cavalry, roll up seven. Show up your class, what's happening? 2 yard bullet with a fully automatic. Heart full of pain and a head full of habit. Everybody steps on the key and I'm dead and I'm happy. Leave a name, mama, to say what happened. Who gon' buy my baby a cat? Fuck that bitch in the back. Mega blast, I'm mega lit. On Highway 6 and I'm not strapped in. I don't crash, bitch, I just skid. You got the cash, I'll make the trip. I make the trip, you better pay. Done worse, but less, don't make my day. I'm not from Earth, from far away. I bust through chests like baby Gray.
Running the juice of the game. Whipping the mixes like chickens are cane. Spitting the sickness again. Parents is living again. Kids is just fucking insane. Wanting that bitch on that dismal chain. Repping the simple like a the game. Delivery dope like a bitch with a dope boy. No filler, go for a junkie or fiend.
Life's on. Waiting outside
0711.
Direction that we're heading in here, so we'll see what happens in a moment. But things could be getting interesting in DC, John.
Yeah, I mean, anything can happen. I didn't see it till DC, and I didn't have to happen, but that's how things are.
Anything could happen, but I think there's going to be a particular action that happens in about a quarter of a mile.
The solution they're proposing, if implemented, would look something like the Eric Garner case. I mean, maybe, to look at the bright side, we're about to save ourselves a load of money on cop camera vests, but damn. We are definitely not living in a post-racial society, and I can imagine there are a lot of people out there wondering how much of a society we're living in at all.
Could be fun.
And that's our show. So, cha-cha-cha. Ah.
That's why state grand juries
are not something that we can put any faith in. But we have no choice but to keep on fighting, because it could be your child or mine. The question is not, will we continue? We must continue. And I hasten to add, there are many from different philosophies and different politics, different religions. The families have all said that all of our protests, we want to not have violence or inflict pain on others. You take away the dignity and you give the wrong depiction of the deceased. Eric Garner was not doing anything violent. Michael Brown was not doing anything violent. That 12-year-old kid was playing with a toy gun, something we all did. This young man in Brooklyn, Gurley, was coming down the stairs that were dark. They were dark because the city didn't fit the lights, and the elevator didn't work. So don't act like these are looters and thugs. There are some that take advantage of protest. They're not the protesters. There's a difference between activists and anarchists. Anarchists want to prove that the system can't work. Activists is going to make the system change to work.
Even since occupied, it wasn't an intense energy like this.
Right, and it's been sustained.
It's been sustained ever since August 9th. It's been continuous.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about career protesters. We're talking about folks who have kids here. There are old folks here. There are young folks here. This is a lot of Caucasians, African Americans, Asians. It's a complete cross section of everybody in this city.
Great.
And they mean business tonight. Something very interesting is happening in this city. I mean, this group stretches back all the way to... You have to climb up there to get a good sight.
Once again, police beating up on people. Back up right here. Back.
Put that in the box. Put that grandfather. Because we don't need it. All right? LRAD, the Long Range Acoustic Device.
The wave of the future.
A high-tech tool developed by the military.
A high-tech sonic weapon.
Long Range Acoustic Device, or an LRAD.
Long Range Acoustic Device, or LRAD. But get directly in its beam, and the sound becomes almost painful.
Because of its weight and size, the LRAD is easy to transport, easy to set up, and mounts almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Cruise passengers now barely escaping that pirate attack.
We're learning more about that stunning
attack. What do you want, Justice? What do you want?
Put your hands on your head, or lie flat on the ground, or turn around and do such and such.
The system clearly enables us to enforce the Naval Vessel Protection Zone at all times.
The fact that an individual was informed of the reasonable consequences of his actions and continued to defy legitimate authority, they are personally responsible for whatever happens next.
Whether initiating communication or warding off unknown adversaries, the LRAD has proven effective more than 80% of the time and has saved countless lives in the process. From American Technology Corporation, LRAD, the long-range acoustic device.
And DOC buses.
203 is accompanying Fredericktown SWAT team. The command post to contact you. And when you can, let us know what their call sign will be. It's going to be Illinois, Lincoln 819998. Lincoln 819998.
That's true.
With Illinois police.
They're around pretending that they got a really unsafe job and they had to do it. No, they had plenty of choices. And they chose to kill hundreds of citizens instead of taking even the slightest chance with their lives or their health or their well-being. And that's what they're trained to do now. They're not police, they're military at this point. We're not the citizens, we're the occupied, okay? They feel like occupying forces, and who's gonna bother to take the slightest chance you might turn an ankle, shoot within 2 seconds and shoot to kill? Now, as I told you, you don't have accurate numbers all across the country because cops refuse to report it. But in Utah, they did a little bit of extra reporting here and got the numbers. Get a load of this last part here. In Utah, for example, the Salt Lake City Tribune recently reported that police in the state were the second leading cause of homicide from 2010 to October 2014. Over that period, officers were responsible for more of the state's homicides than gang members, drug dealers, or child abusers.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, Dr. Furious here. I'm just going to chime in, let everybody know that we are at WCOM-FM, Chapel Hill Carborough, which is a great little low-power FM micro-powered station here, which happens to be the place where we spin some of these crazy beats and talk about all the effed up stuff in the world. So if you're furiously, you're as furious as I am, there's plenty of material out there. So we're going to keep going here into the late nights for a while. And, of course, we're spotlighting the terrible situation in New York with Eric Garner's murder being freed. And poor kid in Cleveland who was shot. And others, of course, not to mention Brown Michael. So we've been talking about that actually here since it started when we had a show about Afghanistan. You can check out old Furious George shows at furiousg.blogspot.com, where we also, you know, have been talking about a number of different issues for the past 15 years. Oh, probably more than that, actually. But it was also around that time I got involved with Micropower Radio, this thing called the Independent Media Center, which was essentially a low-power radio broadcasters combined with bloggers and small progressive newspaper folk, journalists. And we started up Independent Media, and it turned out to be this really powerful tool when the big protests in Seattle went down 15 years ago. And we shut down the World Bank, World Trade Organization, the biggest institutions in the world, biggest violent institutions in the world, control the governments that control the military. And we had this thing called Independent Media, and we were cranking it out, and, you know, it was one of the first times you saw some truly progressive, independent, liberalized, liberal, free, totally free radio and media. So check out Independent Media. It's still around, still kicking. But you can also learn more about Furious George's experiences at the World Trade protests by going to furiousg.blogspot.com, where we have some old shows that spotlight that and other fun stuff. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. We are cranking in some vibrations. Creator has a master plan. I'll be back relatively soon. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. I'm furious.
Approximately 11 shots heard. These males in white black hoodies believe they're heading for the Phillips 66.
Yeah, clear on that. Well, not location, but there is a security guard. I believe he's on, but he's on.
We sent 6 for shots fired at 12:09.
Exactly.
1509 chamber.